Bills of indictment drawn in Frank case. The Atlanta Journal, Thursday, the 21st of May, 1914, page 4, column 6. Several persons who figured in the Frank case are believed to have left Atlanta, while the solicitor's office remains tight-lipped about the situation. It is known, however, that bills against several individuals involved in the case are being prepared for presentation to the grand jury, likely on Friday. As a result, the probe of the case is expected to begin before the grand jury on that date. It is generally expected that following the charge of Judge Ben H. Hill, the grand jury will begin with an investigation of the C.B. Ragsdale affidavit, which involves not only the minister but also Arthur Thurman, a lawyer, C.C. Tedder, an employee of attorney William M. Smith, an erstwhile Burns operative, and Dan S. Lahon, the Burns lieutenant. C.W. Burke, employed by the defense, was most frequently involved by the testimony before Judge Hill on the extraordinary motion, and his name will be among those presented to the grand jury. While it is rumored that some of those who figured in the case are preparing to leave the city, no warrants have been issued, it is said. Besides the grand jury probe, the Solicitor General has been busy the present week with the routine sessions of the Criminal Division of the Superior Court, and has had little time to prepare his answer to the motion of Frank to set aside the verdict of guilty on the ground that he was not in the courtroom when it was returned. The fact that the solicitor will contest the statement of fact by the defense makes more time necessary for gathering affidavits. As a result, the solicitor expects to ask the court for another continuance when the case is called Saturday morning. The contempt case against William J. Burns and Dan S. Lahon will be heard on Saturday. Judge Arthur Powell of counsel for Burns and Lahon will not return to the city until Friday morning. And as a result, the contempt charges will not be heard before Judge Hill until about Saturday. Judge Hill stated several days ago that he would take no action until Judge Powell returned to the city. Judge Powell is said to be ready with his defense of the two detectives, and little delay after he returns is expected. The fight on the Burns agency by the Board of Police Commissioners will reach a climax Friday night, when the committee, according to A.R. King chairman, will recommend to the board that cases against Burns, Lehon, and seven operatives, including C.C. Tedder, W.W., Boots, Rogers, L.P. McWorth, and W.D. Whitfield, be made in the police court under sections 2024, 2025, and 2027 of the city code. One of these sections provides a $500 fine or 30 days imprisonment for operating a detective agency without the proper permit. And this, the police commissioners contend, Burns did not have. C.E. Sears had a license, but the commissioners say Burns did not work under Sears' direction. Another section provides that any person following the occupation of a detective without giving a bond and certificate of good character is liable to the same penalty. The Burns agency is not only preparing to fight the effort in council to revoke its license, but is also preparing to launch a fight on the Pinkerton Detective Agency. The Burns people contend that several Pinkerton operatives have not been properly listed with the police and say that if the Burns agency is not within the law, neither is the Pinkerton agency,